Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty well. We actually got a rose ceremony this week.
Shocker.
Wow. That was good. That's what a crazy thing to have happened in an episode.
I know. We actually had people leave. We had people leave a few different ways, I guess, but we had the standard way. Two of them left by rose ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a blur. I don't remember exactly when it happened, but it did happen. I'm glad you saw it as well.
It's funny because it happened. What did it happen? It happened Monday night, right? Or right at the beginning of Tuesday night. It happened at the beginning of Tuesday night.
Tuesday, yeah.
And so Tuesday night's episode, I was at Ethan's, so he watched it with me. And so we saw the beginning and we saw that rose ceremony, and then he got really mad that he was like, we're not seeing like the women's rose ceremony. What's all this talking stuff at the end?
Right.
I no, this isn't what this is supposed to be. I'm like, you're fucking telling me, man.
Yeah. It can take a newbie to just know what the format should be. Yeah. No, it's just too much. They have to have some kind of cliffhanger. I miss the days when the cliffhanger would just be, you know, reacting to who got eliminated, but now it's just breezed over. We don't get the sad limo exits anymore. It's just peace out, they're done, and we have to have all these in studio segments that I noticed you and Jordan, who you guys did a great job while I was gone, so thank you for that. Thank you for Jordan for coming on to cover it. But I noticed you didn't really want to talk about DeMario, and I'm kind of on the same page as that we
cool, so let's just
try to dive into what there's outside drama that's happened in the Bachelor world and some of that news, so we can dive into that as well and just talk about kind of what's going on in Paradise. But in case people haven't heard the breaking news, Haley, do you want to tell them, break people's hearts right now?
Okay, well, I'm going to break your hearts and then I'm going to uplift you.
Okay.
So we found out this week that Nick and Vanessa are no more. Raise your hands if you're surprised. Oh, no one raised their hands. Okay. I'm sad. I like them together. I like Vanessa. I know that's not super popular. And I like Nick. But it just seemed like, I don't know, it just seemed like this wasn't going to work. And that makes me sad. And, you know, I love and I want everyone to be happy. But here is the telling thing for me.
Okay.
My friend Kristen, who now watches the show, when we were watching the first week of Bachelor in Paradise, when we saw the wedding of Carly and Evan, Kristen was like, wow, Nick and Vanessa do not look happy to be together right now. And it's true. If you paid attention to that, it looked like they had no interest in sitting next to each other.
Wow.
So it's not really surprising to me that like 5 weeks later, they're not together.
Right.
So
they just kind of held it together until that episode aired, gave it another week or so. And then and then they made the announcement. Yeah, I know. It's just, it's kind of the way it is these days. I had hopes for Nick as the Bachelor. I thought Vanessa was the right choice. You know, they seem like the right age and the right mindset, but I don't know. It is disappointing, but not surprising. So I echo your thoughts. I tweeted a joke that, you know, it just seemed well-timed right when Peter is rumored to like have turned down the Bachelor, like, suddenly Nick's available. But
we are not doing Nick round two. We're not doing it. It's not happening. I won't let it. No. I don't want it to. Like, let's not even entertain it. Let's not entertain a lot of this shit. Let's just end this now.
Yeah. Right. Yes. So how are you going to uplift us?
Oh, Jade and Tanner had their baby. Her name is Emerson. She is so cute. I'm so happy for them. And I know sometimes we like to say, oh, the show's so stupid. But it's pretty cool to see, you know, this little person has, you know, come out of this. It's like a new human. This is like, and it, you know, it kind of feels, it's cool because we've been around for you know, Tanner's season and Jade's season and their mm-hmm. season of Bachelor in Paradise. And now we're here and there's a child and that's fun.
Right. It's the first BIP baby.
Which is crazy.
Right.
Can you, if you would have told me 3 years ago when we started podcasting about this show that there would be two legitimate marriages and two legitimate children coming out of this show. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would have believed you. I mean, but that's often the case with Bachelor and this whole world, because some of the stuff is completely unbelievable. Because if you would have told me one of those babies was coming from Evan, no. I've been like, no, that's not happening.
No,
we're not doing that.
No. Yeah, it is crazy. So if you had to predict who would have a baby coming out of this season, are there any couples that...
No, all of these are... We have a question kind of like this later. But
do we?
No, okay. They're all effed.
Yeah. This is such a weird season. I mean, aside from all the stuff at the beginning of the season that stalled production, it's just... There's something odd about it. And we know it's on a rushed timeline, so that could be affecting things. There were these relationships that formed or disbanded while filming wasn't happening. But we have had a few more couples at least start to form. So how about if we kind of mm-hmm. break it down by couples and kind of as the new arrivals come. So I think we could probably agree who the strongest couple is. Although maybe it's a
although we had some rough patches with
rough patches
week,
yeah. Yes, but Derek and Taylor,
yeah,
so they've been kind of like, the standard.
I will, you know, I feel like everyone knows my feelings about Taylor, and we got a comment last week about us being a little too hard on Taylor.
Okay.
And you know what, Debbie, you're right, I am way too hard on Taylor, but I am nothing if not 100% biased about literally everything I've ever done in my entire existence. Here's the thing. Not a fan of Taylor. Probably don't want to hang out with her. Mm-hmm. But I really like I like her and Derek together. And, you know, it goes back to that thing where, like, I just like happy endings. I just want to see a happy ending. And they went through kind of a bit of a rough patch this week. And I totally understand where Taylor is coming from. And I completely understand why she got upset. Mm-hmm. For those who weren't watching, the smart ones, as we call them here, they were having a conversation. I don't really know how they got on it, and it seemed kind of weird and out of place.
Yeah.
But Taylor was talking about how she doesn't know if she gets along with Derek's communication style or something like that.
Right. And she's then just so, a little bit of her like work language, but I think
she was probably being a little condescending here, a little bit. And then he said, he seemed clearly plastered.
I hope said, that's the reason, because it really made no sense. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, and then he was just like, out of nowhere, he was like, fuck you. And it's like, what? And it wasn't even like a fun F you, if that exists.
Right.
He
claimed it was a joke, but it did not sound like it.
It just didn't sound joking. And like, if I were Taylor and what I had just said mm-hmm. to Derek, and the response was, fuck you, I would have taken that seriously. Like, it's different between like, I don't know, like, oh, your outfit makes you look like that dancing hot dog on Snapchat. Like, oh, fuck you. And it's like, that's different than, I don't know, if we are communicate properly and it makes me worried. Like, fuck you. Like, that's different. That's on a different level.
Wait, does someone tell you that your outfit looked like the hot dog? Because that's
no,
so
but I'm
specific.
Gonna start I'm going to start dressing like that because that would be a compliment.
Yeah. No, I'm with you that I was on, had the same feelings about Taylor. Like, she could get, even just when she was talking to Dominique and recapping it, I was like, oh, okay, stop with the emotional piggy bank. But I was still on her side about
but
why
I'm
she was upset.
Using that.
Right? My emotional piggy bank is drained.
Oh, I've been there, girlfriend.
Because it really just, it was so out of place. I don't know where Derek was coming from. It also just seemed really out of character for Derek. So
and it's also just rude. Honestly,
just plain
it's
rude.
And he doesn't seem, like you said, it's out of character. He doesn't seem like a super rude guy, but I mean, I don't know him, so...
Right.
But by the end of the episode, they seemed to had a good communicative of conversation where they mm-hmm. worked things out. And I thought Derek did well in the fact that he took the time to understand why she was upset.
Mm-hmm.
And they work through that together. And, like, that's a good sign for a relationship.
Right. They took some space. Like, she didn't stay with him that night. And then they kind of each talked to their respective groups.
Producers.
And came back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? And came back and was like, you know what? This is still good. It's just a little, I don't know, hiccup. And if you can work through it, then I think Taylor said it, that it kind of shows that, you know, if you can go through something like that in paradise and work through it rather than just running to the next person, then it's probably a good sign. So, yeah, I think they're still probably the strongest couple there. They've been together the longest.
That's not hard, though.
No. Who would you say is the closest second?
Ben Z and repelling all of the women.
Okay, you and Jordan tried to tackle this too, and it's so crazy. I just have to, I don't even know. I don't understand if it is just that he's just not bright, but even that doesn't stop. Like,
honestly,
Daniel doesn't
so
seem that
hot
bright.
That I would not even worry about that.
It doesn't make sense that even the new people coming in are just like, hey, I'm going to cling to this guy because he's my ticket to get a rose.
Is it because they don't know who he is? Like, did they not see his season? Is that why? And they're just like, oh, here's this rando.
Right. Because they're trying to, like, push other people on him, and then that doesn't work. So, like, it didn't work with Sarah. Like, Kristen didn't seem interested. But he's also not really doing anything to sort of capture the women that, like, or captivate the women that are kind of up for grabs, like Lacey.
Hear me out. Maybe he's just not that captivating.
Yeah.
I mean, was it a mistake for Ben to come to Paradise? Like, has he been ruined for us?
For us, I think it is a mistake because he was like the mysterious one.
Yeah. And now we just realize it's hot one. Just, like, doesn't have anything going on.
It's kind of like a Hollywood star or something. Then you see them on, like, a late night talk show, and then you're like, oh, they're dumb. They can't talk. Yeah. They can't do anything. They're just a pretty face. They're just good when they're saying lines that other people gave them. And when he's just left his own devices, it's not that interesting. And now I understand why, like, his intro package is just standing there snoring.
Sleeping, yeah, because, like, he's a little bit of a snooze.
Yeah.
Again, that's also covered in the questions. Can't wait to get there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so we didn't even, there wasn't even a storyline about who he might be giving his roast to.
Honestly, out of the blue, and we're jumping ahead, but forgive us, because that's what we do here. So Ben gives his rose to Danielle L after Dean has given it to his rose to Christina. And mm-hmm. So we're like, oh, are we seeing, is there something there that we didn't see? Mm-hmm. No, I think production was just like, oh, you don't have anyone to give your rose to. Why don't you give it to Danielle so we can keep this triangle going?
Right. And then even when she accepted, she's like, I wouldn't have accepted it from anyone else.
That doesn't
make sense.
Okay,
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
She's kind of a dummy, too.
I know. Sorry, they really should pair up. They would be a really beautiful couple.
Hot couple that doesn't even need to talk. Because
they don't need to.
But I'm going to give Danielle props in this episode. So let's move on into
the triangle.
The Dean Stinalo triangle.
Stinalo.
And yes. We'll see in other parts of the episode that some women aren't handling the love triangle thing very well.
Right.
But I will give Christina and Danielle so much props in this that they never attacked each other or said put downs on each other, except Christina had like one little dig at Danielle,
just kind of like, oh, you're gonna be going home or something.
Yeah, it was just kind of like a tiny little thing, but it was just like, I don't see what he sees in her, she's scallopans or whatever. So I will give them props for that, because I think it would be super easy for either of them to be like, I don't know what he sees in her, and she's a skank, and she's a temptress, and she's just trying to steal him away from me. Mm-hmm. And neither of them were doing that. Dean, though, what is he doing?
Yeah, it was your friend Doug had the tweet about, or his text to you that, like, has anyone else ruined their brand so fast? And I just feel like you did it even more this episode. Just so like, well, Christina's so great, and, you know, she's really interesting, but he looks so effing hot. And
it's just kind of like,
okay.
Okay. It's crazy to see this play out in front of me. Here's my thing. I would understand this situation kind of happens in real life all of the time. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it wouldn't be so out in the open.
Right.
Like, Christina is literally watching Danielle make out with Dean, and same.
Yeah, normally it'd be like, you'd just be someone else on Tinder that you wouldn't even know what they're doing that night.
And it's so crazy to me that both Christina and Danielle are putting up with this.
Yeah.
Because they're both so great. Okay, Christina's really great, mm-hmm. and Danielle seems not terrible. I will give her that. Mm-hmm. It is just crazy to me.
Both of them could have their pick of any of the guys there. We see other guys come in talking about them.
It's crazy to me that Dean is getting away with this, but also like pulling it, but also, and like, I'll be the devil's advocate and be like, yeah, sure, I can understand where he's coming from. He's interested in both women. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, okay, either make a choice. Here's the choice Dean needs to make. Mm-hmm. Pick one of the women or don't pick either. And honestly,
so
I think
should he have pulled the mat? Because
but not even like Matt, I think you should sit down with both of them and be like, listen, this isn't healthy for any of us. Let's not do it anymore. Mm-hmm. But I think Dean, as we saw in this episode a little bit, just kind of wants to get hard. So,
yeah, just wants to explore his options.
He just wants to pop a beach tent.
Yeah.
So I don't even know how to feel about Dean right now, because like, it's hard for me not to like him, because mm-hmm. He's an endearing dude, and it's like he's fully admitting that this is what's going on, and he knows that it's not fair to either of them. He just like can't stop himself. And that's right. Super interesting to me, and I don't know why, but so that's where I'm at with them. Where are you at with them?
Yeah, I mean, it bothers me when we see Christina get pulled around so many different ways, but at the same time, she is accepting it right now. So
yeah, it's like a real roller coaster for her. Like, she has her downs, and then she gets the rose, and then, you know, they have fun.
Yeah,
and they have like this. And another aspect that is super interesting to me and super weird is like, they'll sit in the cabana and have a conversation, like holding each other, but like talking about his feelings for Danielle.
It's really weird. I don't know if
it's just so weird.
The paradise universe where it's like, okay, I need to be accepting, it's a different thing where we have to like get to know each other. And maybe, you know, because we've seen past seasons where people couple up and then they never go on other dates, and maybe the producers have done a good job about being like, you have the purpose of paradise is to go on dates and explore, because we don't see that this much this season. We see Jasmine trying to control it, but she didn't ultimately do that. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't come across as those earlier seasons, like with Ashley and Graham, and like nobody can even talk to Graham and nobody can talk to this person. These couples are defined. And mm-hmm. so even where Dean and Christina seemed like a lock as a couple, they had the talk, and it's like, well, we're going to, you know, you're free to go on other dates. But I don't think she really clearly doesn't want that. And Dean does. And I also thought it was interesting that when D'Lo arrived, it was like she was the only other person that he knew of, yet he hadn't like watched the season. So clearly he was just scoping out the cast, right?
And
it was
I think they might have like, they kind of live in the same area, so I could see them kind of have cross paths.
Right.
Or like heard each other's name kind of thing.
Yeah, or you see like, okay, here's who's rumored to be on, and you just kind of scope them out quick. And mm-hmm. so I think he had an interest in her just from, you know, what he knew of her, what he had seen of her.
Yeah,
so it could be just that, like, okay, now is my chance. I don't want to get, you know, what is he, 25? So
yeah, something like that.
And then he's pulling that line of like, I know that if I break up with her, I'm gonna regret it, or Yeah. I just feel like we hear that a lot.
I agree with him. I think he's going to regret it.
Right.
But he can't. It's what I find so interesting about Dean is just that he's so self-aware, but he can't stop himself. He can't help but to do these things, like these self, not even deprecating, but like self-ruining.
Right.
Like what's it called?
Sabotage, self-sabotage.
Yeah, yeah, he's self-sabotaging.
Right. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's true. So
I want Taylor to have a sit down with him and just do a deep dive on his psychological welfare.
I'm sure she'd be more than happy to.
Because I just feel like he has a lot going on that we don't really understand.
It's so true. Now, speaking of a lot going on, let's talk about Matt and Jasmine and then their new arrival that threw a wrench, the other triangle, the other big triangle on Paradise, when Kristen arrives. What did you think of Kristen as a character?
I think Kristen has been exactly who we saw on Bachelor, which is somebody who's a little bit of like a shit starter, but also like but I'm just a good Southern girl. I'm a virgin.
I didn't mean to do anything.
I didn't do that. I'm just, someone asked for the Kristen accent. So enjoy. but I just think that's her character. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean like, her character. I mean, like her, like TV show character, and like who she is portrayed to us as. Mm-hmm. It did. Say what we will about the Jasmine thing, like the way that they treated her in this, like I didn't completely love, like
Chris Harrison, like saying she's crazy every 2 seconds.
I mean that, but also like the scallop finger story, and then
ghost,
and then
or
there
something.
Just happens to be scallops all over the resort. Mm-hmm. And then so, you know, like Amanda and whoever are like laughing when she's coming up, like eating shrimp out of her pocket. Like
it took me, I didn't really understand that because I don't eat seafood. So I was just like, is that such a big deal? I don't really get it.
Not really. But I'm also like, this is the most I have ever identified with anything on Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, is like wanting to carry seafood around in my pocket. Here's the thing. I'm allergic to scallops.
Okay.
But I love them. Mm. And for a long time I was just like, oh no, this was just a bad batch. that's why I'm sick.
Okay.
And then it just kept happening. And then I was like, you know what? I need to take a back seat to the scallops. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was extremely rude of them to keep talking about scallops, knowing how much I love them. Mm-hmm. And I miss eating them.
Yeah.
But at one point she was eating shrimp and I was like, oh yeah, girl, get me some shrimp. I love shrimp.
Yeah, clearly they added as much seafood as they could to her date, knowing that people were already talking about it. So it was Alexis that brought up the story. Was it like they had gone out to eat while they're in Paradise or some other time?
No, it was some other time. Like I think they were going to an event after a club. And then they had leftovers and then... Mm. I cannot be alone in, you know, going to a restaurant, having leftovers, and then eating leftovers pretty much immediately after you leave the restaurant. I know I'm not alone. And so Kristen, as much as I'm not super into her, like, I was like, yeah, we've all done that. And then Alexis, who probably only eats hot dogs and mac and cheese, was like, oh, she touched me with a scallop fingers. Oh my God, she has so many scallop fingers. And then I went around looking like a scallop all night. Well, maybe if you didn't associate yourself with animals of the sea, we don't have to worry about that.
Right. That's so true. Yeah, speaking of the animals of the sea, we started the episode with her trying to feed Jack Stone a crab, a dead crab. Did this cross the line?
Jack Stone, what the fuck did you expect playing a game called Guess What I Put in Your Mouth? With Alexis, what do you want from that? Really? You don't think she's going to put something dead in your mouth? Well, then you're dumber than I thought you were, and you would be a really shitty serial killer.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I was on his side because I was like, that's so disgusting. Like, is anyone going to intervene? And no one did.
Yeah, it's disgusting, but also you're playing a game called What Are You Putting in My Mouth? Yeah. I'm sorry.
He was complicit in playing the game.
Like, what do you expect, really, playing with Alexis, who's like, you know, the boundary breaker? And then he got real mad because he's I'm not giving her my rose. Well, don't be an asshole then. Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
But all these people are stupid. So what do I expect? What?
And I thought it was going to be an empty threat because I'm like, there's no way they're showing it if he isn't going to. But he didn't. He held to his word. He didn't give her the rose. But I'm trying to remember who he actually gave the rose to.
Kristen.
Oh, yeah, Kristen, because Matt left.
Yeah, so anyway, Kristen asked. She didn't even ask Matt out on a date. So she came weird. And she asked, like, oh, like, what's going on? And Jasmine's like, Matt's mine. Don't touch him. Mm-hmm. And then Matt came up to Kristen and was like, oh, I'd really like to go on a date with you. So she's like, all right, let's go on a date. Then Matt Jasmine loses
brought this
it.
On himself.
Yeah, and also this is like the flip situation of Dean and Christina and Danielle, because really Kristen and Jasmine should both be mad at Matt. And like, I get where Jasmine's coming from, and I get why she's mad at Kristen, because she told Kristen that Matt was like hers. But yeah. Matt is also like, no, that's not a thing. Like, I'm okay. Like, I want to go on a date with you.
Yeah, Jasmine really didn't hear Kristen when Kristen explained what happened. She was just focusing on Kristen. Like, I don't think she even picked up on the fact that Matt
did that,
because it really, it should have been on him, because she had been saying, oh, he won't even accept a date from anyone else, I'm so sure of it. And clearly he like sought Kristen out to go on a date, because she could have easily taken Jack Stone, Ben Z, maybe, if he has a pulse still, if anyone's picking up on it. But no, she liked that Matt sought her out. But I think what she could have done is said something to Jasmine before, instead of Jasmine learning it from.
Yeah, and I don't, that's true. Everyone was making mistakes here. Mm-hmm. And no one helped themselves, really.
No. What did you think of his move to just leave? Because I was kind of annoyed by that, because he brought it on himself.
This is such a bitch move.
Yeah.
And then, okay, like, not only was that a bitch move, but it was also a bitch move to come back and then be like, oh, also, I want to give my rose out.
Yeah. You could have just stayed and given your rose out, like, and just dealt with the consequences of your actions. But no, like, get someone's hopes up. I loved how Jasmine was just like not having it, though.
I would be the same. No, not having that.
Yeah.
BS. This is all like Matt, like, grow a vagina and stand up and be like, Jasmine, I'm not that into you. Kristen, you know what? I was kind of using you, and I'm not really feeling either of you. And I don't think that having both of you here is conducive to me having a relationship. So I'm going to take a hike.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we had to watch them in the after show talk about it instead. Like, now it's like this new after the final rose. Like,
kill me.
These couples kill resolve me now. Things. Just ridiculous. So she, let's see, Jack picks Kristen. And it looks like they get hot and heavy next week.
Okay, like, stop. Kristen okay.
With everyone.
Yeah, so as soon as Matt leaves. Okay, what happens? I can't remember what happens in order. Does Daniel show up first, or does Kristen?
I think Daniel shows up first.
Jump Jack's bones.
Yeah. I think Daniel shows up after Matt leaves, but then Matt comes back to give Jasmine the rose. But they're kind of like, oh, things aren't what they seem because people are leaving. And I think they just had Daniel. I don't know why they haven't done this in past. We've seen other times where they just like lose someone and then they end up losing more people, but they must have really wanted to keep these women around because of all the drama. So they bring Daniel in to just
which is fine by
save
me.
Lacey, basically.
Yeah, I'm really super fine with them kind of bringing someone in last moment, right before. I don't know why. I just think it adds this level of intrigue because immediately
they all have to glom onto him.
Yeah, which is super sketch, in my opinion. And it's really transparent. And I will give Lacey credit that she has been saying since the beginning that she was waiting for Daniel to come. But it was okay. Why though? Why Daniel?
I don't know.
He's hot. Like, it seemed like the only thing she knew about him was that he's hot.
Right. I loved how he's just like, oh, so you guys are like the leftovers. I don't want you guys. I don't know. It's just kind of like he wasn't really receptive to any of the women that were left, but he did ultimately pick Lacey, which was good for her. But yeah, maybe just the Canadian speedo and the abs and that he's kind of has a personality, even if it's not like the
great.
Most enjoyable. There is one there.
Okay, what was the line that really was like, oh yeah, this is Daniel. For me, it was, I've been in this process since Caitlyn Jenner was a man. And then I was like, oh yeah, this is why Daniel is not the highlight guy in this.
Right. Or when he's talking to Kristen about like, oh, have you had Canadian bacon before? And she's like, yeah, it's kind of salty. And he's like, wait, but you're a virgin. And just Daniel.
Do we like why do we have to keep talking about the Hymens on this show?
You know, she comes in, it's like, you may know me, this is what you remember me by, and we have to have one every Paradise season. So Ashley I's not here,
there has to be a guy, at least one guy, in the last five Bachelor seasons or Bachelorette season that has to have been a virgin, right? We just didn't hear about it.
I don't know. It's been a long time since there's
like,
someone on the show that they bring it up.
Like, you would think, right?
Right. But I don't know. I don't know if they would cast one anymore. I think they make it like, yeah, the girl's story, I guess. I don't know why. I can't think of one. I know it was way back. It was like on Deanna's season, seriously, that they, someone
that
had
they
that storyline.
Mentioned it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm tired of talking about everyone else's virginity. It's just like, why?
Why? Yes. So I don't know. And then of course there's always all the sound bites about it too, like in the previews, like, oh, if it has to happen somewhere, might as well be Paradise.
No, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
No. All right, we have one more triangle to talk about, which was Raven, Adam, and Sarah. This did not go the way I thought, because I thought Adam and Sarah had a really good date.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna choose Sarah for sure, and he didn't. And Sarah talked to him and was like, yeah, like, I know you're thinking about Raven, and it's because she's mysterious and this and that, and I'm just kind of me and I live my life.
Yeah,
you're not really doing a great job at selling it, Sarah, but
yeah, I feel like she's going into too many like rom-com tropes or something, like, ooh, you like the mysterious one, and I've, oh no, I messed up because I told you my feelings and I was straightforward. And I think it was just a lot of that analyzing that she was doing that probably just turned him off. I don't know if that was, if she hadn't vocalized it like that, maybe he would have just been like, yeah, Sarah and I have a stronger connection. But because
maybe
she was so in her head about it and thinking like, oh, it's gonna be like a Nicholas Sparks movie, I don't know. I was surprised.
Which one of them is going to die at the end of the movie?
Yeah, but I think he might just be kind of in like, he's like the poor man's Dean or something. And he's just kind of like, well, I don't know which one. And I could go either way. And they're both great. And yeah. So yeah, he picked Raven. I was surprised, but
I was too.
I feel like Raven, if someone else shows up, she could easily turn on him. I'm not really buying that she's that excited about Adam. I think she's just kind of, you know, it has to be, I can't see her leaving Paradise. So like, she's like the queen of Paradise. So I feel like it makes sense that she stayed around, but that wasn't the couple that I'd be thinking of. But yeah, the shocker is that Benzie is still there and nobody's interested, because they had something to begin with. Even Robbie is getting making progress, which I don't think is fair. Robbie, if we had predicted Robbie or Benzie, who would be getting more of a reception, a warm reception in paradise? I don't think
you would have. Think Benzie, right?
Like, think you would think so. Like, why isn't Amanda into him? Of all people,
they're both just boring.
Yeah.
I don't know, because paradise likes to mess with us,
right? And maybe they're all like into the Evan and Carly story of like, well, I'm not gonna go for the obvious one. I just want the like unique story. But yeah, Robbie's trying really hard. Amanda was not into it. He wasn't picking up any signs, but eventually he wore her down and she seems to be into it now,
I guess.
Or is she just like being nice?
I think she's just being nice because he's still there.
He's still there. And I mean, it's smart in the sense that he's like a guarantee, like she stays, she gets the rose. No one else is fighting for him.
And Robbie has, okay, I hate admitting this, but I haven't hated Robbie that much this season.
Really?
Especially this episode. I thought he was very nice to Amanda and very understanding when she backed away from the kiss. Mm-hmm. I felt like he was having conversations with other women, and but like not in a like, oh, let's F way. More in like, how are you feeling? Like he really talked Christina off the ledge, and I was impressed.
That was nice.
So maybe we're not giving Robbie enough credit?
Maybe.
Who am I? Who am I anymore?
Yeah. And now, was it that he was with Sarah beforehand? Is that what we learned in the...
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
In the after
show? So they were dating, and then they Robbie, like, broke up with Sarah to go to paradise?
Okay.
But we saw nothing of that.
Nothing of that in the while they were there. Yeah. That's interesting. And we also saw nothing of Diggy and Dominique, which seems like a total letdown from last week.
Yeah, and
they're like the burgeoning couple, the new hot couple on the scene. They're still going strong, but we're just not getting the airtime for them, I guess.
Probably.
And then I guess there's like a minor triangle with Lacey there, but Diggy handled it really well.
He told Lacey, like, listen, I'm really into Dominique, so you're not getting my rose. Sorry.
Yeah, and I thought she just was like, I can't believe you did that and you didn't tell me. And he just said, well, I didn't really think I had to. So maybe that's the only thing you could fault him for, is that he could have like just given her a heads up, but they weren't like that serious.
Also, can we remember when Lacey told Diggy that he's just like not romantically interesting?
Right. She was the one that was just sort of like, oh, nobody's into me. And I think she just felt that he owed her because she saved him over Iggy and whoever else she was considering.
Yeah, but Iggy sucks.
Yeah.
Diggy does not suck.
I know.
Take one for the team, Lace.
Seriously. Yeah. So Daniel came in and that was really like, she just changed. Suddenly, like, the heavens opened again. And she was like, I have a chance. Because otherwise she was going to be going home. It was really nice of Diggy to just tell her and say, because that doesn't always happen. Usually you don't get that courtesy.
Diggy remains perfection on the show. I am so happy that we've been ride or dying for Diggy since day one, and he hasn't yet to disappoint us.
That's true.
It's almost as if he was like listening to our podcast before he went out, and he took all of our tips and tricks and then applied them to life and realized, oh, they know what they're talking about. I don't think that's like a real scenario that actually happened.
Right. But something sunk in.
I'm allowed to pretend that I think I have an impact on this season when I don't, because I want to be delusional too. Okay. Let me.
Right. Well,
but anyway, Diggy has yet to disappoint us. Thank gosh.
Yes.
Him and Dominique are super hot together.
They are.
Works for me. What was I going to say? You like just listened to the episode that Jordan and I did today. Mm-hmm. So it's probably a little fresher in your memory than it is in mine. That could probably be said for right after recording for me as well. But what do you think of Jordan and I's theory that there's something about Lacey that they're not showing us because no one seems to be a big fan of her. Like, girls or guys are not really super into her.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there was a podcast where someone talked about, like, Taylor and Lacey didn't get along on their show, or and that's why Taylor was, like, really insistent that Dominique asked Dickie out over anyone else. Although I think, you know,
which, yeah, like, that anyway. I can understand. They kind of explain that to us. But it seems like none of the girls are super into being friends with Lacey.
They're not really.
And none of the guys are really into Lacey either.
I don't know what it is, but it could be. I don't know why they wouldn't just show something, though, because it might
just be. Like, who are they trying to protect? Like, it's just, like, it doesn't really make sense to me.
It might just be her nervous energy that she's just freaking out about not getting the rose. And you know, she was also, when she was going around and didn't know who she was going to give the rose to the first episode, like, she just was sort of insisting on a romantic connection right away, and that's not how it works for everybody, you know. So, like, with Benzie, mm-hmm. he was like well, I think we'd have fun on the date, but I don't know if I see that. And so maybe that put people off. Mm-hmm. Or maybe just her freaking out about that. But yeah, I don't know. You'd think it could just be that she wasn't around long enough to have those friendships too. Or people aren't into the new hairstyle. They liked her as a blonde better.
Maybe blondes do have more fun, as we know.
We know. I liked her as a blonde. I'm kind of surprised though that it seemed like she wasn't adding that much that I feel like the producers would have been fine to let her go. So it's interesting that Daniel came in and that's who he picked, rather than like Sarah or Alexis, who are more like the,
I could see Alexis adding more, but I don't see Sarah adding more. But I kind of think that Alexis's time kind of came to a natural ending. It seemed like
she wasn't into it.
She wasn't making any connections. She, like, how we kind of made fun of the guys at the beginning for just wanting to bro down.
Right.
Like, she just wanted to hoe down.
Yeah, totally. So I think, that was fine.
And I feel like she was one of the ones that was rumored to have a boyfriend coming into the season.
Okay, I could see that. Because she just was right away just like, I don't see anything happening for me here. And so I do like that we are seeing
and she a didn't revolving even seem to, cast. And we didn't see her trying to try to
no.
to salvage a rose.
No. She didn't try to make up with Jack Stone. She didn't care. She was ready. Yeah, that's true. So I'm glad we don't just have like the same, like the initial cast staying throughout the whole thing. Like, we deserve to be here. We're the original cast. Although we do get some of that, like, this person deserves to stay. Which happened with Jasmine, Matt coming back.
Yeah, Matt just feels bad because he kind of like screwed her over.
He did, yeah.
At least he gave her the conversation that he was leaving. Like, he just kind of left on Kristen.
That's true.
Kristen was like, oh, he left? Like, peace.
Yeah. Yes. Can I share another controversial opinion?
Oh, yes, Amy, share.
Okay. I think I am over Wells. I'm these puppets. I don't know what's happening here.
Yeah, the puppets are working for me.
It's like, it was a little too much this episode of him recapping things. I don't know where the puppets came from, why he needed puppets, but it's just like over the shtick, and I don't know. And then with him being like, oh, I just wanted to give Danielle M a kiss so she had some romance. Like, okay, so you weren't into her. You're just trying to like create a TV moment. I don't know. I was just like,
oh, very interesting, Amy. Ooh, I like this.
Yeah. And now people are starting to say that he could be in the running for Bachelor. And I'm not sure.
It's not the Wells we fell in love with.
No. No. So I don't know what's going to happen with him there. But something was like a little off. I thought, you know what? I thought when Chris Harrison was like, when they're showing like nothing, something's not as it seemed, and they had this shadowy figure, I thought it was gonna be Wells being like, I have a rose now.
I thought so too. I thought that's exactly what's gonna happen.
So I don't know, maybe I think he just needs to tone it down a little. It's not his fault necessarily because they're showing everything he's saying. I mean, the puppets didn't even look like the people there.
No, the puppets aren't doing it for me.
No. Yeah, so that was Adam's thing. He had the doll. We don't need anything else like this. Mm-hmm. And then we see a new arrival as well on the Tuesday episode, Tickle Monster, So,
oh, right. I forgot about that. He goes out on a date with Kristen. They make out.
Yeah. We had started to like Tickle Monster on Rachel's season. We didn't see him for that long. How are you feeling about him now?
I'm feeling okay-ish. Mm-hmm. Not fantastic, but okay.
Yeah, everyone was saying he looked better in person, so the girls seemed slightly interested in him. Kristen seemed really interested in the fact that he was a doctor. So,
you and me both, sister.
Yeah. I was kind of hopeful that, you know, something would happen, but Kristen went right back to Jack Stone. So.
And I feel like we saw him making it with someone in the preview? Question mark?
Tickle?
Yeah.
I wonder who it would be.
Maybe I'm making that up.
It could be. So now it's the women are going to have the roses again, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I feel like that's going to be our last rose, traditional rose ceremony.
Wow. I suppose there aren't that many weeks left, right?
Well, no, there's only 2 weeks left. So I feel like we're going to get one next week. And then we're going to get like the final rose ceremony where it's like the guys make the decision.
Oh.
To like propose or to not propose.
I can't see any proposing this time around. It's just, I don't know.
Maybe Derek and Taylor, but maybe. That seems pretty far-fetched. Because like... Yeah.
She's so young.
Say what we will about her, but she's like a sensible human being. Like reasonably sensible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't seem wise to go that far. But it seems like the show is pressuring. Like it seems like now it's the expectation that there should be a proposal to come out of it. Maybe they'll give everyone a reprieve this time around since it was such a unique circumstance with the shortened filming.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's all I can see. It's not going to happen with people who are late arrivals. Do we get it? Because
would you trust a Dean proposal?
No,
I wouldn't.
No, not at all. And yeah, I can't see that happening. And he's been on the Ben and Ashley podcast. Kind of, they've been asking him, "Would you do The Bachelor?" So if he's even kind of people are talking about that, then it doesn't really bode well for something long term. Having lasted on this season, you know?
Yeah.
But it kind of annoys me that no one is like mentioning Eric as a possibility for The Bachelor in maybe, all these talks.
Maybe they're just like keeping rumors. It secret.
I hope.
Because they're wanting to be like, yeah, Eric.
Right. I hope he's in the running. But let's see. Did they show anyone else in the preview that you recall a new arrival? Oh,
I blacked out.
Who was it? The bisexual one?
Oh, Jamie.
Jamie. So they tease like Jasmine potentially hooking up with Jamie. So who knows? You know, could be interesting. That's the only other.
It person. Could be. It won't be.
No,
but
they're going to let us down. Yeah. Get some sound bites out of it. That's all, I'm sure. Yeah. So that's where we're at.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
And then we have. After the final
yeah we're not rose. Talking about it so it's fine.
That's all right. Yeah, I think it was all filmed at the same time and then just split it up.
Yep.
Yeah, so interesting.
It's funny, a friend of mine was like, oh, I saw this thing where I can email and, you know, go be an in studio audience for Bachelor in Paradise, and it was for August 16th maybe.
Okay.
Was that a Sunday? I'm not sure. Anyway, so she missed that email and was like, oh no, I didn't get to go. And then we like figured out that this is probably what that was.
Oh, right.
And she was like, oh God, I'm so glad I wasn't there for that.
Right. Yeah. They tried to make it fun with like these other like commentary from other people.
Not
in the cast. No.
And no. Ethan also said to me, like, what? Why are they doing this? This isn't called Bachelor in Studio. It's called Bachelor in Paradise. Where's the paradise?
No, there was no paradise.
Paradise was lost.
It was. It was. Well, we're hoping to gather our thoughts over this quick break and come back with some more interesting questions from our audience. We'll be right back. All right, Haley, we've got emails and... Mm-hmm. Facebook questions. Mm-hmm. A lot of great ones here. Mm-hmm. I always love to get emails. I know you do since you get them directly.
I do. They get forwarded to my email inbox.
Yes. Now this one is from Jocelyn. She said, I had to reply to this as I sent it before this week's episode aired. What's in the water in paradise this year? Something I've always loved about the show is the sisterhood that the girls make. Were the girls never friends with Kristen and we didn't see it? It honestly just felt like I was watching Mean Girls. Jasmine is Regina George and Alexis is Karen Smith. Not sure who would be Gretchen between Amanda and Sarah. I know we all have our feelings about contestants, but this felt like the Let's Bully Kristen show and it was hard to watch. Sorry this is so long, but I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you there. You know, I think a part of it is that pack mentality when everyone's there and it just kind of like this joke blows up and you're just trying to like hang out and whatever. That's just kind of how it happens sometimes, and it's unfortunate and I don't agree with it. Mm-hmm. And it sucks. And yeah, I do agree. It was kind of mean girlsy.
Yeah, it was mean when like they were laughing and she was right there and she didn't know why they were laughing.
Yeah, that was just kind of rude.
Maybe just kind of like, I don't know. Yeah. Tone it down. I know there's times where you're just like, it's an inside joke and you can't stop laughing, or it's just like a little contagious. But yeah, I think even just deflecting it and being like, oh no, it's like something that happened earlier or something. So she's not self-conscious, even though she'd see it later. But mm-hmm. Yeah, the only thing that I find not as bad about it is like, to me, I'm just like, what is that even? It's not like it's not even a thing. Like, I don't even see how it can be a offensive, really. It's just that they're picking on something ridiculous, but I don't know if it's trying to say that she's like sloppy or messy or gross. So it's not like they were making fun of her for being a virgin or anything like that. Mm-mm. it's so weird to me, but yeah, it just seemed like very middle school. This is from Stephanie. Hi, Haley and Amy. First off, I just want to say I love the podcast and truly appreciate both of your insight on this ridiculous show we all love. Now, here are my questions/discussion points. 1, whose intro package is your favorite? Mine is Ben Z because it shows his true personality. Z. I didn't even put the Z's together there. It's so good. All right, let's start with that. Intro package.
I think Amanda's is probably my favorite.
Amanda's, yeah.
Like, a lot of them are just, like, winking into the camera.
Right. I mean, Robbie's denim speedo is funny, but mm-hmm. I don't like looking at it. Yeah, I think Amanda's, Jasmine's funny just because it, like, plays off of something she said. Although I think she's, like, they're leaning into it a little too much.
Yeah.
I could do without the Chris Harrison one. We don't need him there.
Wells is funny. I like him, like,
dressing. Yeah, right. 2, are you team scallop fingers, Kristen, or team choker, Jasmine?
Team, let's just go home.
Yeah.
Like, I agree with what Matt did.
Really?
Let's just all go home.
Yeah. 3, from recent seasons, what is your favorite doll? Creepy haunted one from Nick's season, Adam Jr., or Wells's puppet?
None of the above.
All bad. I had forgotten about Nick's one until this reminded me. At least the one on Nick's season, it wasn't like Nick's accessory. Like, he didn't claim it.
Yeah. Whereas
Adam Jr. and Wells's puppets are like attached to them.
But they're probably not haunted.
That's true. And I don't think Adam... Did Adam Jr. show up in Paradise?
Yes.
Was he at the beginning? But we haven't seen him since, right? They've right. at least let that die.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll show up some other time. Oh, also a side note. Do you feel like... I feel like these dates are way less memorable than they've ever been. Like, I can't even think of, like... We used to
actually talk about the dates. Yeah, there hasn't been anything cool. There hasn't been, like, a ruins climb. There hasn't been, like, a helicopter.
No, they're not going anywhere. They must have cut all that
budget. There's no bungee jumping.
They just go into town or go to eat dinner somewhere else in the resort or something. Yeah. 3, from recent... Oh, wait, we just did that one. 4, I really don't get why most of these guys are such a big deal. These girls are so much better than them. The few potentially half-decent guys are not even on our screens. She must be talking about Dickie. Can they not just show your podcast boyfriend a tad more? Oh, yeah, she was talking about Dickie. It's so true.
Because they hate us.
Yeah.
That's all. That's it.
That's it.
They
P.S. This is after night one, so sorry if it's all irrelevant by the time you record. Nope, they're still not showing enough Diggy.
I think it still works, yeah.
Keep up amazing work from Kyle. Thank you, Kyle. All right. This one. Hey, Amy and Haley. When I learned that Ben Z was going to be on Paradise, I thought that they were for sure bringing him back to set him up to be the next Bachelor. I'd always heard that after Caitlyn's season, he was considered before they ultimately chose Ben Higgins. But now that we've seen him on a few episodes of Paradise, I'm guessing that they aren't getting the fan reaction out of him that they thought they would, which leads me to believe they will end up going with someone else from Paradise. That is why my prediction for the next Bachelor is Adam. I know this is a huge shot in the dark, but I feel like even though he was invisible on Rachel's season, he is already getting a little bit of fan base from Paradise. I could see him and Raven making it towards the end and him ending up conveniently brokenhearted and the viewers really falling for him. Like I said, this is sort of an out there guess, but at this point, who knows who it could be? Thanks, Kyle.
Adam as the Bachelor. I don't know. I don't know if I feel it. Like, I can kind of see what their point is, but I just don't think he's been that much of a standout.
He hasn't shown. I don't know. There's something about him when he's on dates with either of them that I didn't find it all that compelling. He was just sort of like indecisive, but it wasn't. He didn't have a lot of emotion attached to it, where at least even with Dean, you can see how conflicted he is, and we just get more personality out of him. Just because Adam and Matt were both just equally invisible, I just don't know. Not that they haven't brought people that were kind of invisible, but what I find interesting is that the theory about Ben Z being there to be the next Bachelor and then just them being totally let down by it, because
yeah, that's interesting.
What if that's in Ben Z's head and that's why he's like not really pushing going for anyone,
right?
And then but not realizing that he didn't give them anything because no one's even talking about him. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, it really could be a wild card. We'll have to find out. I don't know when they're gonna, it'll be a while, right, before they announce it. So
no, it should be after the finale.
Will it?
Yeah, that's usually when they do it,
I guess. Well, that's crazy. Yeah, because they have to start kind of filming in the fall, right?
Yeah.
And it's airs in January. All right. This is like the only intrigue left in the season. It's like, who's gonna be the Bachelor? This is from Brittany. Hi, ladies. Just wanted to see that Jordan was a great substitute last week. Always love listening to the 90-day fiancé pod with him and Haley. You gals have been talking a lot about the lack of quality men, minus Diggy, of course, and it got me thinking, do you think it's because it is hard to find good quality men with good jobs that can take that much time off? I mean, most businessmen or people who work at good quality places can't take 8 weeks off work and then another month in the summer. Anyways, just a thought I had. Also, Reality Steve, non-spoiler, reported that before they shut down the show, Wells was at some point going to be able to enter the competition and date at some point, but then when they resumed, they changed it. Reality Steve also just did a two-part podcast. Second half is this Thursday with Josiah Graham, and it's really good. Also, he has Desiree, who he says talks about why they get ignored and why they didn't have a TV wedding the next week, and then Kenny after that. It's fun to hear from Rachel's guys so soon after a season, and they're spoiler-free. Thanks for a fun podcast, ladies. Always love listening. Oh, that's a good tip.
Yeah, I would be really interested to listen to the Desiree episode.
Yeah.
Here's my trepidation with the Kenny episode. Mm-hmm. I like Kenny, and behind Eric, I would feel like he's my next most desired Bachelor potential lead. Mm-hmm. And I think as soon as they get involved with Reality Steve, they kind of get written off. And here's my proof behind that. Not my proof, but my hearsay proof.
Yeah.
So Jacqueline Swartz.
Oh, tweeted, I think I saw the same thing.
Like, you get an uninvited from your friend's wedding as soon as you talk to Reality Steve, something, something, something. So I would assume that's like Evan Carly's wedding, that she wasn't allowed to be invited to because she talked to Reality Steve.
Oh my gosh.
How true that is, I'm not totally sure.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's interesting. He's talking to the ones who weren't on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
And so maybe, yeah, they're just, don't they want to be in the winter games, or they don't know that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
So, I mean, that could maybe not even be the case. Like, they, I don't know, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would feel like that kind of would Kenny from contention.
Because right, he would have been a good
contention.
Contention. He would have been a good choice because he had a good edit. He has the daughter. It's been a while since, well, we had Juan Pablo was a single dad, I guess. But
yeah.
It's always a good storyline, usually. But no, I always love hearing new theories. And yes, we didn't talk about, okay, so the theory about the time off. I mean, we see that with like Big Brother contestants, right? Where we're like, well, who can get 3 months off? This mm-hmm. is why they're getting them actors and just people that are unemployed. So yeah, I guess that explains why we have a lot of like entrepreneurs if they do have a job or but we've had quite a few people with good jobs. They must just, I don't know, maybe they're fine with quitting it or the job isn't quite accurate. I know Diggy had said that his job was really like flexible, but
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's a factor. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. That's the case. I don't know. It's just like,
or who?
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Or they just don't want to be on TV. You know, a lot of good quality guys might be like, I don't want to really date like on this type of show.
Yeah.
So this is from Facebook, Matthew Schmaltz. Why does the edit always seem to turn on people for simply choosing to pursue a different relationship with someone else? We saw it last season with Amanda and are seeing it now again with Dean. If one of the show's core concepts is people exploring different relationships with other people, why are people like Dean being hated on for choosing Danielle over Christina?
I don't know if that's why Dean's being hated on. I think it's that he's like refusing to make a decision.
Mm-hmm. He's going back and forth.
And I think a lot of people who've watched the show can kind of see themselves in that situation or have been there.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, they get triggered with the fuckboy-itis.
I think so. Yeah. I think, you know, we saw last week where he was telling Christina that, you know, he wants to be with her, and then he does the half birthday cake thing. So he's got 1 foot one place, 1 foot in the other, and he's not committing. He's saying what people want to hear or doing what people, you know, want them to do.
And yeah.
Not able to turn down Danielle or break up with Christina if that's, you know, whichever way he wanted to go. So it doesn't seem like he's totally wants to choose Danielle over Christina. He's not really saying that because he's saying
he doesn't want to choose. He just,
no,
just date both of them and make sure everyone's okay with it.
Right. Stephanie Sebo McEwen, why is Jasmine attacking Kristen and not the guy who's playing the field? Also, why are all the guys playing the field this year except for Adam and Derek? I assume it's because filming is shorter, but geez, do that at home. Don't you know you're on national TV? Dean, I am looking at you. Ugh, this season is the worst between Jasmine yelling and Dean being a douche. Bring back Claire talking to animals. Even the intros are lame. And then in parentheses, rant over.
I don't even know what to say. Yeah, Jasmine, why are you mad at Kristen? Probably because she's like, she told Kristen, like, oh, yeah, I'm me and Matt are like a thing. Mm-hmm. And then she kind of went out with him anyway. But it's like, if they're not really friends, then it doesn't really matter. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Dean, yeah, what are you doing, man? Like, get your head off straight.
Yeah. Although, at least we're getting drama out of it compared to, like, I don't know. I thought he could have gone the way of, like, a Jared and just been, like, stick with one girl, even though he likes a different one, or just, I don't know. Or the, like a Graham where they just stays with Ashley, and even though he wasn't that into her. So at least we're, like you said, it's like you like watching his conflict and you haven't like totally given up on him. It's still interesting to watch. So as far as couples, yeah, it's not as satisfying. We're not seeing like a true love story forming in the same way. For whatever reason, the Derek and Taylor, it's just not as strong because neither of those people were on screen that long. We never like got to know them that well or like them that much. So maybe that's why. Whereas like if it was Carly or Tanner and Jade, we were rooting for those people. So that could be maybe part of it is that we're not seeing any like interesting dates, or because to me, like, I don't even register when they're on a date. It just like flies by. Mm-hmm. So yeah, who knows, but maybe the season was just cursed to begin with.
I think it was cursed.
Yeah. Charlie Jenkins. This is my turn to be the moral outrage police we all hate. I have a lot of concerns about the way BIP manipulated the sexual assault controversy in order to engineer ratings. I haven't watched the season because I can't help them profit off the situation, no matter what actually happened. Haven't watched the season. I'm curious whether Amy and Haley have noticed a change in ratings or in the kind of feedback they get as podcasters about the show.
We don't really look at ratings because we're not good at numbers. But I have noticed like people, I don't see as many people live tweeting the episodes, and I don't know if they're like just dissatisfied with that or just the season itself or just everything altogether.
True.
Or
I haven't really
realized that they have better things to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't know if we've heard anything about BIP ratings or not. But yeah, I think we're all maybe more like quick to just sort of like criticize the show more. Mm-hmm. Like, whereas before it was just silly, and now we're kind of, especially that first
looking
episode
at things
was uncomfortable.
Seriously. Yeah.
Right. Karen Mack, I felt like production was being mean-spirited with the scallop fingers caption for Kristen. It's not like Kristen came to the Bachelor franchise owning that nickname or like she was in on a joke. Haley and Amy, what food-related name or occupation would you claim for your hypothetical reality TV caption? I think I would forever be okay with curly fry fingers for my own. Just saying.
Ooh, what would mine be? Snack Attack, maybe?
Snack Attack, yeah, yeah. That's not bad. Yeah, mine would probably be something with sweets, candy jar or something.
Oh yeah, like a
like my 3 o'clock. Like, where's the chocolate? I need it. Yeah. I mean, they do that all the time, I guess, but maybe we haven't seen it with a name. It is ridiculous. At least they didn't put Virgin. Caption.
Yeah, I would rather scallop fingers over virgin.
Right. But yeah, the whole thing was weird to me. Sarah Benitez, am I the only one who doesn't get the appeal of Dean? Christina and D'Lo could do so much better.
I don't think you're the only one who doesn't get the appeal of Dean. Mm-hmm. And I do think that Christina and D'Lo could do better than this situation. I just can't help myself but to like Dean. I just can't help it.
Yeah. Do you know, so there's something last week, there was that Twitter drama that you and Jordan talked about, and was there something that like Dean liked a post or commented on a negative post about Rachel or something like that?
I'm not 100% sure if this is what it was, but there was a picture of someone and Dean, mm-hmm. and the caption was, he went black and then he went back.
Oh.
And then I don't know if he commented on being on it like LOL or if he liked it or whatever, but then Rachel commented on it saying something like, oh no, I sent him back.
Right. I remember response.
Yeah. And then Dean had like an Instagram post that was like, yeah, if you guys saw whatever it was, then, you know, I'm really sorry. That's not what I intended. And I don't agree with that. I, you know, only have the utmost respect for Rachel, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. So if he did something, he at least knew to like come around on it, like make a statement, yeah. Clarify. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they could definitely do better than that situation. They shouldn't be putting up with that. We have a bunch from the patrons. This is Alex Wilpon. She just says, so this cast is really fucking terrible. That's all I got. Amanda Danforth. Also, I'm thinking the reason Benzie is sleeping his intro is because all the women are sleeping on him and don't realize his potential. That's what I would have thought earlier. I would have thought, like, beginning of the season. I'm sure there's someone out there for him. I mean, he's very beautiful. He loves dogs. Those are great qualities.
Yeah.
But I just feel like if he was, like, the dreamy guy that just isn't getting attention, there would be some edit around that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'd show, like, him even saying, like, I don't get why no one's, like, he doesn't seem concerned. He's not, even when, like, he should be, like, trying to, he's not trying to manipulate to get a rose. Like, he didn't tell Lacey, oh, yeah, I'm really interested.
No, because I think he's a little too dumb to do something like
maybe
that.
Maybe. He's just not strategic. Mandy Rhodes Billings. Will we get more than 5 rose ceremonies this season?
Absolutely not.
What if we had 2? 3?
Yeah, we've had 2.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's about it.
Matt Liguori, give me one reason to keep watching now that Alexis is gone.
I can't do that in good faith, Matt.
Yeah. The twins are
coming
back, right?
So keep up with our podcast. Like, I don't know. You're going to listen to it anyway.
Yeah. Sarah Pace. Now that both Peter and Dean are canceled, who would be a good pick for the new Bachelor and why is it Wells?
You wouldn't agree with that this time,
I
would
know.
You?
Now I would have earlier, but...
I'm still standing for Erica as the Bachelor.
Yeah. I just think... I think it was Us Weekly where they interviewed Ashley I and she'd said, like, she wasn't really into Wells, but of course she wouldn't want him to do the Bachelor because she liked him at one point. But she had said, like, we don't really have his story. We haven't seen him heartbroken. It would be better to have somebody where, like, we have a little more history with them. And I just feel like Wells would be going on for, like, the kind of like the Nick Vile of it all, the fame, the attention.
I see that.
And to be like, doing a shtick now, and I don't want to see it. I want to see him doing impressions of all the women throughout, but I could, that being said, I feel like it's a route that the producers could go because he is popular. But I would like to see Eric, and I think Kenny would have been a good pick, but I am concerned now as well. Judy Baldwin, where the hell is Diggy? They didn't even show who he gave his rose to, did they? Did I black out?
I think you blacked out because they did see him give it to Dominique.
Yeah.
But you're right. He was barely in the episodes this week.
No. Christine Radice, someone take the puppets away from Wells. I find it groan worthy, not cute. Okay, I'm with you, Christine.
Yeah.
Where'd they come from? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, someone had to have packed them in their suitcase.
Right. Kirsten McInnes, who is the most cringy kisser? Jack Stone or Brian from last season?
I'm still sticking with Brian here.
Yeah, I thought Tickle Monster 2 was not great. even though he's endearing. Eric J. Williams, does Amanda have the worst taste in men of anyone in Bachelor history?
Almost, except she was on Ben season and we quite like Ben.
That's true. She did start with Ben. I'm trying to think who else. I mean, Emily had like Jeff who she picked and then she was with Brad Womack.
Yeah.
That's not great. Although Emily and Amanda have some similarities.
I see that a lot.
Yeah, I just realized that Amanda's taste is not my taste. I think the people she picks kind of make sense with her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not seeing long term with this Robbie thing at all. But yeah, and I just feel like she's kind of over being there.
Yeah, I do too.
Then we have Tyler Morton Caribo. Now that Adam had Adam Jr. and Wells has puppets in Paradise, is it safe to say that puppets are now mandatory in every season? Oh, I hope not.
Please no.
No. I miss Jorge. I'd rather have him doing
He was in last night's episode for a quick minute.
Well, that's true. Yeah, what was Jordan's theory on that? Didn't he have a theory about that?
Like I said before, I blacked it.
Oh. I feel like he, like, I can't remember, but it was interesting anyway. So that's it for questions. We already discussed our news. Mm-hmm. Did you get more takes from Doug?
I did. So Doug was pretty upset about the Kristen scalp finger situation. He said, I think that showing a group of grown people bullying someone for their eating habits is deplorable. Kristen might not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, but it seems she is well-intentioned and did not deserve any of what she was given on this week's first episode. I was genuinely pretty upset. And there are piles of medical waste that are more appealing than this group of men. I'm not a confident person, but I feel like an elaborate haircut and a week's worth of steroids combined with my shy, respectful personality would make me a better pick than any of these tire fires.
Well, we just need to nominate him. He can be on the next Bachelorette.
Doug, right? We'll sign you up. And then he also said, if I lived in paradise, I would just go surfing all the time. Attractive single D-list celebrities are great, but surfing is greater. Yeah, Doug's super into surfing. So if you like surfing and you want to date Doug, hit me up and I'll set you up, okay?
Well, that's what Tickle Monster was saying, that he goes surfing all the time, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. Doug, you are like Tickle Monster. Sorry, man, but that's where we are. And then he said, was Dean trying to get a boner the best or worst moment of this season?
That's so weird.
That's hard to say for me. Is Kristen sexually attracted to weirdness?
Hmm.
Yes.
She's still figuring out what she's sexually attracted to, I guess.
Amy. Oh my God, that's hilarious. And lastly, this season looks like it's headed for anarchy. Hopefully Blake's renowned sex skills will save the day. Spoiler, they weren't. Won't. Okay, it just occurred, like I read this earlier and I was like, who's Blake?
Yeah. What? But
Blake is the guy I hated on Rachel's season.
Oh,
yeah! Like whose opening package was like, I'm so good at intercourse.
Oh my gosh, he would like we felt about Evan like how we felt about Blake when Evan first appeared on JoJo's season, which is weird to think about. I cannot see someone. I am surprised like that they did not bring back one of those two. I guess there's still time. But
wait, wasn't Luke?
Is he supposed to be here? Waboom.
You know what? I think I saw like photoshopped images of him in the photo.
Oh.
And that's maybe why I'm confused.
You're right. Weird.
Huh. Okay. Well.
Yeah. All right. Well, Haley, is there anything you have to plug? Are you making any? When are you doing 90 Day Fiancé? Is that coming up?
Oh, eventually.
Eventually.
Like, it's not coming up anytime soon.
Okay.
I promise you by 2018.
Okay.
It'll be out.
Okay,
good. Couple things coming up. I have a fun podcast coming out. I think it's coming out next week. I'm recording it tomorrow. It should be out next week. So stay tuned for that. I think you guys are really going to like it.
Is it on a network? Our network? Or
no, it's not.
Oh.
No, it's not. But it should be fun. So keep your eyes peeled. Okay. Also check out my blog. I finally eulogized Rachel's season of The Bachelorette. It yes. only took me a month and a half, but you know, we all have our demons. you can find that at haleystrong.wordpress.com. And then you can find me on Twitter and Instagram as always at hstrong_ and Snapchat hstrong28.
Yes. And I am at RHAP Recapper. And I would also say follow at George C TV because he is really keeping track of this season, even not the draft so much anymore, but just like if you actually want to know who got roses from who, and he's got his spreadsheet is continuing. He even has last names of people, ages. So it's impressive. And that's it for us this week, but we'll be back next week after 4 hours of Bachelor in Paradise again and see what happens. And thank you all for listening. Bye.
Bye.